something's happened and been developing over here over the last few weeks in Taiwan. I have been growing a small social media presence among the Taiwanese. And I want to tell you about it. A few years ago, I started a Taiwan YouTube channel. Well, it's I say Taiwan. It's actually an American channel, but it's all the content is all in the Chinese that they speak in Taiwan, and it's something that Taiwanese would be likely to understand. And it's filmed in Taiwan and it's talking to Taiwanese people in the videos, etc. So I started this channel, and at first Royu and I were sitting talking about different things, and he was pretending to translate and saying other things and cracking jokes the whole time. And we it was a small frickin' frack routine. It was somewhat funny. I think that we should do another video where I talk, and then he just translates and says something crazy just to be ridiculous. Anyhow, as we were going and we were talking, doing this video, I said, I want to talk about new ideas. And he interrupted me and he said, Jesse, you talk about new ideas, the Taiwanese are going to hate it. I said, well, what do you mean? It's like, they don't, new ideas are weird. You got to package it so that it's palatable. So we sat and talked about it, and I said, well, what if we just tell people that we got to talk about new ideas, we need new ideas, and it might seem strange, but that's okay. He said, all right, okay, we could do that. And so we did. We put this video up, and it got 30,000 views within a few weeks. I was on a trip to Okinawa when the channel exploded. It went from like 10 subscribers up to like 600. By the time I got back to Taiwan, it was 700 subscribers. So we just kind of blew up, boom, instant mini channel. 700 is an okay number. I'm gonna pull out my phone right now. I have an American YouTube channel, which has been steadily growing because of my Book of Enoch reading. And I just want to see this. Now, I'm not saying this to brag. I want it because it's nothing to brag about. 700 people on a YouTube channel is nothing. It's just enough to think that you might have some hope of doing something, but then it can't do anything. You can't monetize. Yep. 658 subscribers for my English American YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jesse Steele. The other Taiwan YouTube channel is youtube.com/JCUSATW. They call me JC over here because it's easy for them to pronounce in Chinese. I say Jesse and they just type JC. And they started doing it and the name stuck. That video went, and then there were some things that I wanted to talk about. I talked about Taiwan politics and how I gave my endorsement to the incumbent president Tsai Ing-wen for her reelection, because I didn't like our mayor. I'm from a city and we had a local mayor. And well, yeah, okay, you know how you're from a state and your governor decides to run against the other guy that you want to win the primary election, and it's like, would you please not do that? Yeah, that was happening. Our local governor mayor guy was trying to run against the president from their own party. He initiated a primary election when we already had the president from that party. It's like, you don't do a primary for the incumbent in a presidential. But he was a troublemaker. And anyhow, I endorsed our president because I wanted to calm things down. And honestly, I like what she did. She called President Trump on the phone and congratulated him when she had endorsed Hillary. And that was a pretty bold thing that she did. She was afraid she had endorsed Hillary and that America was going to invade Taiwan. And I quickly made a phone call and I said, no, that's ridiculous. I mean, we don't, the free world doesn't think that way. It's okay. And shortly after that, she called and congratulated President Trump. So I liked her. I like presidents that talk to people. So I endorsed her. I know China will be mad. They're always mad about everything. If you say anything other than that you want Xi Jinping to be the president of the world, then China will object. So, and it's sad. Don't bash China because of it. But it's a sad thing. So yes, of course, China would be angry with that. And I think I got some hate speech on the YouTube channel. Why am I rambling about this? I had this YouTube channel. It plumed and I started getting into the issues. I talked about an ESL Taiwan black market and how as an English teacher, as an ESL teacher, Taiwanese would attack me and the local black market came after me. No one wanted to hear it. So that's kind of what the point is today. I started talking a little bit about politics and I started talking a little bit about the dark underbelly of life. And there were a loyal 100 or 200 people on the Taiwan YouTube channel that love it when I speak the truth. And then, of course, I've got a few blamers and haters that are always trolling. But that makes for fun conversation and I like them. But the ultra popularity, the viral videos, they just want cute and funny. They don't want to get into the real issues. So I'm having this discussion with Royu about, you know, how do we reach people and make a positive difference? This is a question. How do you go viral so that you can have good ideas that will help people? It's a question, and it's something that Royu and I are. Well, I don't know. I don't know if you know about Roy. He's an American. He's an Asian American that's in Taiwan. He's got an American father and a Taiwanese mother, and the mother is an American citizen, I believe, and his father has Taiwan resident. Like he is fully dual citizenship kid, but he's over here and he's not learning good English. So I volunteered to teach him some stuff, and we do a lot of stuff together. He called me one night and said, I want to become Christian because God turned off my internet. And I think he's telling me I need to go to sleep instead of play on my phone. And he called me cause he decided he wanted to become Christian. I never invite people to become Christian. I never do that. I just follow Jesus. I love God, how he helps me. He brings problems into my life so I can kill them, not so he can hurt me. It's not about me. It's about overcoming. So God brings me problems so I can destroy them. I love it when God brings me problems to destroy, because that's the only reason he brings them. I don't see myself as the victim. I see the problem as the worthy victim. You should be the victim. You problem. You came to me. So, well, I know. It's like, you know, iRobot. Remember Sonny in the lab? You know, denser alloy. My father gave it to me. I think he wanted me to kill you. He's talking to the evil AI. You know, problems come to us because our Father God wants us to kill them. And I'll never see myself as a victim. I love God and I follow Jesus and I study the Bible. I've got a degree in Bible. I know how to study it. I've even got some interesting reputation points on Stack Exchange in Bible hermeneutics. So I know what I'm doing and I just live life how God wants me to. And people come to me and ask me about Jesus. And I think that's what it should be. Should we run around trying to get people into church like we try to get them into Amway or something? Like, what in the world is with that? The only reason you got to go sell something is because it's not good enough to sell itself. And maybe that comes back to what this podcast episode is about. How do you make something viral so that it can help people? You know, one thing that I'm seeing is just to be friendly, reach out to people, be friendly. Don't try to hide who you are. And I'm seeing it work. And I'm growing an audience through Instagram, branded right along with the YouTube channel for Taiwan. And I'm making friends and I'm encouraging people. And I'm trying to be more positive every single day. And I'm not quiet about problems, but I don't vomit when I talk about them. And I always talk about hope. You know, it's funny, insider baseball here with Taiwan. People ask me, they say, you like Taiwan? I say, well, I love the Taiwanese people, but I hate the government. And they laugh because the truth is they all feel the same way. Love you. Maybe we'll talk more about this tomorrow.